Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Republican leaders in the Senate say they'll begin considering the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court in October. President Trump announced his choice in the White House Rose Garden Saturday. He later told reporters he'd like her to be confirmed before Election Day.
We have a lot of time, because if you really look, you know, we don't have to do it before, but I think this will be done before the election. I think it'll send a great signal to a lot of people.
Democrat Joe Biden says the Senate should not act until after the American people select their next president and the next Congress. The minority leader in the Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer, criticized the choice, saying putting Barrett on the high court would threaten health care.
A vote for Amy Coney Barrett is a dagger aimed at the heart of the health care protections Americans so desperately need and want.
Democrats say Barrett has shown her opposition to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which is scheduled to come before the Supreme Court in November. The Department of Justice is calling the Chinese owner of video sharing app TikTok a mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
Justice Department lawyers say the CEO of ByteDance is committed to promoting the agenda of China's Communist Party. ByteDance is the corporate owner of hit video app TikTok, which is set to be banned starting midnight Sunday. According to a new court filing, justice officials say some U.S. user data is being sent to China and that Beijing officials can access it to blackmail or track Americans. Trump officials say ByteDance's cozy relationship with the Chinese government is cause for concern. TikTok denies U.S. user data is ever being sent to Chinese soil and says all sensitive data harvested on Americans is encrypted. A judge will decide Sunday whether to let Trump's ban go into effect or to block it. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
Wildfire containment is increasing across Oregon. Outside Eugene, the Holiday Farm fire has not spread past 173,000 acres for days and is now almost half contained. From member station KLCC, Brian Bull reports.
An Oregon forestry official says crews have used the heavy recent rains and cooler weather to dig containment lines in areas they've been unable to in past weeks. One newer bit of technology helping with operations are drones. Solomon Singer is a firefighter who's used his drone to do infrared imaging of the Holiday Farm fire. He's flown it through conditions too dangerous for regular aircraft to locate fires through the dense smoke.
I expect to potentially help when the fire is fully contained and they have need to make sure that the spot fires do not pass their lines.
Warmer, windier weather next week will increase the chance of fan flames or escaped embers. Local burn bans remain in effect. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
This is NPR News. Hundreds of demonstrators marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky Saturday night, demanding justice for Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman killed by police in her apartment 6 months ago. This was the fourth straight night of protests after a grand jury declined to indict any of the police officers involved in the shooting. Voters in Switzerland this weekend will decide whether to end the country's agreement with the European Union on the free movement of people. Joanna Kikisis reports.
Non-citizens make up about a quarter of the 8.6 million people living in Switzerland. Many are EU nationals working as doctors, nurses, or educators. But the anti-immigrant Swiss People's Party claims that most migrants are dangerous and likely to go on welfare, and that they also take Swiss jobs. Switzerland is not in the European Union, but lets EU citizens work in the country. The Swiss People's Party wants Switzerland to end this deal, but polls show that most Swiss voters want to keep it. Supporters of the EU deal say ending it would deprive Switzerland of skilled workers and isolate the country politically and economically. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kikisis.
In basketball, the Los Angeles Lakers are advancing to the NBA Finals for the first time in a decade. They beat the Denver Nuggets 117-107 to win the Western Conference. LeBron James had 38 points. The Lakers will face either the Boston Celtics or Miami Heat. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.